International.
Human rights abuses. Nothing new under the sun. Some dictators may have fallen, but human rights abuses continue.
The world really can become a better place. That seemed to be the belief of the protesters who have thronged streets in the Middle East. Sadly, those who spoke this week at the Oslo Freedom Forum, a glittering gathering of veterans of human rights struggles, instead attested to the wisdom of Ecclesiastes. The thing that hath been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done. Take the impact of technology. Facebook and other social media services have created opportunities for dissidents and revolutionaries to organize and voice their opposition. But those in power have discovered that they too can use the internet, in their case, to stifle freedom of speech. The dream of all dictators is to know as much about you as Google does, says Jakob Emchengama, a Danish human rights lawyer. Authoritarian states have also learned how to use the language of human rights to legitimize their oppressive tactics, for instance by claiming to defend religious groups. But their tools of abuse, violence, torture, and censorship remain depressingly familiar. The grand tradition of making opponents disappear, perfected by the military dictatorship in Argentina in the 1970s, is still flourishing today. In Bahrain, doctors and nurses who treated protesters injured by security forces have vanished. Also in Bahrain, Abdul Hadi Al-Khawaja, the former head of the Center for Human Rights and a fierce critic of the regime, was seized by armed men in the middle of the night. A month later, he reappeared, tortured, and is now facing trial. Post-revolutionary leaders can find it all too easy to slip into the abusive habits of their predecessors. In Oslo, Lina Ben Meni, a Tunisian blogger, talked of her fear that the transitional government will use the methods of the ousted regime of Zine El Abidine Ben Ali. When fresh demonstrations broke out in Tunisia in early May, police used tear gas and live ammunition. Journalists were beaten and had their equipment seized. Nor do governments have a monopoly on violence. From Jamaica to South Africa, gays and lesbians continue to be the victims of vicious intolerance. Lesbians are raped in an effort to correct their sexuality. At the Oslo conference, the Jamaica Forum for Lesbians, All Sexuals and Gays, the first group of its kind on the Caribbean island, said it was remarkable that only one of its founders had been murdered in the past decade. Such is the violence typically directed at its people. Yet, there was also brighter news in Oslo. As those in power become more inventive in their clampdowns, so do their opponents. Some have started to help victims make their experiences public. In Malawi, children who have been raped or forced into marriage are encouraged to write letters to Radio Timweni, a national news program, which then interviews them. In the age of Facebook and Google, the truth remains the most powerful weapon of all.